So we're at Kingsley Village for Bishop Fleming Chartered Accountants Funding and Business Support Briefing. So I'm with Ewan McClymont at the moment, who is in charge of this event. So we've got lots of businesses here having breakfast, and we're going to hear some presentations. Just tell me what we're going to be finding out.
Well, what the event's about, Matthew, is highlighting to businesses that Cornwall's a very progressive county, and there are other alternatives to conventional bank funding. So what we've done is brought different organisations together to highlight what is available, and also to show to businesses that we have still got European Convergence Finance. It's in place for 2 years, so we've got to make the most of it. So we brought together practically every convergence-funded organisation in Cornwall under one roof to make it easy for people to see what's there and how they can take advantage of it.
Because a lot of people are worried about, you know, 2012 and the future of where funding is going. Will they get the information here today, which will mean that they can support their businesses for the next few years?
Yes, they will. We've tried to make it as easy as possible. If you like it, we've made a one-stop shop. The actual event split into two. In the first 2 hours, we'll hear presentations from nine different organisations on grants, loans, asset-backed lending, and general finance raising. And then we allow the delegates to spend time with exhibitors. There's 30 exhibitors here today, so they can ask them face-to-face and ask direct questions how those organisations can actually help their business.
So what's coming next? We don't know.
One of the main funding bodies in Cornwall at the moment is Convergence Partnership. Carlene Kellerman spoke for the partnership.
There are draft regulations out that say we may get something at the end of the Convergence programmes, but don't plan your businesses or your lives around it. We're a long way from that. It won't be till the end of the year that we know what it is. It still has to be negotiated at a UK national level with the Commission. And for us, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, we need to get ready with a very strong narrative on how we want to develop our economy with intervention. And wherever the money comes from, be it the son and daughter of Convergence, be it from the local enterprise partnership, the regional growth funds, the enterprise zone, it's not about reinventing ourselves for the money. It is about making sure that additional money being invested in Cornwall is used in an intelligent way. If you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, I have always said, get down there and light it yourselves. But as we move on, the torch is very much in your hands. And today, you have the opportunity of meeting people who can give you the support. If you can use it intelligently for your business, don't miss this opportunity, because we don't know what's around the corner, and for you to have a great future, you have to maximise the present, and I thank you very much. Thank you.
Paul Wilson from the Department for Communities and Local Government gave this talk about grants for business investment.
A key part of the government's economic strategy is to encourage local private sector growth. And GBI, or Growth Grant for Business Investment, has a key role to play in supporting this. It's European money funded by ERDF, and it has a fairly well-defined set of criteria. So it's not suitable for every type of business or sector, but where there is a fit, it can make a real difference. And there have been some notable success stories. The sort of things that we can't support with GBI are very small projects. There's a minimum grant of £10,000, which in itself means, at the very least, an investment in capital equipment of £20,000. And to be honest, we rarely do projects as small as that.
David Rodder from Cornwall Development Company gave this presentation about the Rural Development Programme for England.
One major difference between this programme, there are a number of differences. One of the major differences with this programme is the timescales. We are now looking at 2 years and counting to spend the money. Convergence, we have to commit the money by the end of 2013. We have to commit and spend. So we have got a considerable challenge ahead of us. So facts and figures. It is a national programme, comes from the Common Agricultural Policy, and across England, it's worth £3.7 billion for the current programme period. 80% of that goes into agri-environment schemes. I don't have anything to do with those. That's delivered by Natural England. 20% goes for socio-economic activity. The money, where it comes from, it's European money matched by DEFRA, so it's pre-matched. 75-25 in Cornwall, and 50-50 across the rest of England.
Pegasus Funding Resources was there at Kingsley Village giving some information about finance raising. Bruce Colley speaks for Pegasus.
Particularly relevant to small businesses, and it's one of the reasons we get a lot of work actually these days, is that the interest rates are more for small businesses in comparison to the yellow, which is the SMEs, the larger SMEs. You know, small businesses are probably paying up to 1.5% more interest rate. And again, that gives us an opportunity. This is slightly, again, this goes back to the autumn as well. We haven't got the latest up-to-date figures. The good news is that across the board, lending has gone up recently, but it's starting from a very, very low base.
Philip Tellwright spoke for Swain on equity funding.
For those of you who don't know what EIS is, it's basically tax relief which investors get on their investment in businesses. And private investors hitherto have been able to get 30% relief. As of April 2006, that goes up to 50%. When you take in capital gains tax and IHT benefits as well, EIS and SEIS is enormously attractive to private investors. And I think it's going to have a big impact in our market.
If you want to find out more about these presentations, go to Bishop Fleming's website. You can also look at the Business Cornwall website, which has got a link through to the original podcasts of the full presentations.